Karen Goulart, Features Writer for SearchCIO Midmarket.com. I'm here with Paul Harder, Director of Technology at the ARC Greater Twin Cities, based in St. Paul, Minnesota. The ARC is a nonprofit agency serving people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and their families, which includes a small chain of thrift stores that raise revenue for the agency. Paul is a finalist for SearchCIO Midmarket's first annual IT Leadership Awards. Thank you for joining me, Paul.
Thank you.
So, Paul, the first question I had for you today, is there a technology or technologies that you think are changing the way your business is run or how the business serves customers?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of a grouping of technologies, really, that falls under the idea of social media. Here at the agency, we use our Twitter accounts and Facebook and, you know, all sort of the normal things, but we really get a lot of bang for our buck with communities, online communities, where we connect people with that have a person with disabilities in their family with other families that may be experiencing some of the same issues. And that really has changed the dynamic of how we work. On our retail side, we send out all kinds of interesting opportunities either on the Facebook page or on Twitter. And so it's really gotten to be a social media world for us here as well as pretty much everywhere else, I think.
True. Can you give us an example of how a technology project created value for the ARC or its customers?
Okay, I can give you a really good one that was internal. We're a SharePoint shop here, and we do an awful lot of project management and just information sharing internally through SharePoint. But last year we started off a project called ARC University, which uses the SharePoint Wiki to basically gather the combined knowledge and wisdom of this organization in one spot. And then we rolled it out for our village, too, for ARC's Value Village, our retail stores, which we call Value Village University. And so we use it for training. We use it for business process. If somebody comes in off the street and takes a new job, all of the training materials are there, all of the business process mapping is there for what they may need to do in their life. So that really has given value to both the thrift businesses and here at the agency as it relates to getting people up and running very quickly in their job.
Oh, that sounds great. One of the overarching themes of your nomination was your good relationship with the business. You're described as very approachable and a strong communicator. Can you tell us a little bit about how you built and continue to foster this relationship and why you think it's important?
Oh, absolutely. My door is always open, unless I'm in a meeting, but my door is always open. I welcome people to come and stop by and ask me any question, and I get them. And it's interesting too, because as long as I've been in technology, I've gotten further and further and further away from the trenches, but you'll still see me under a desk every now and then here. I like to walk around within the context of our users. I'll wander around almost on a daily basis in here and just talk to our users, find out how things are going. If there's any bottlenecks or any issues that they may have that we can potentially solve for them. And I'll go out to the stores just randomly and go on a walk around, talk to the users and the store staff out there and see what's shaking. And, often we just kind of get into conversations that may not really pertain to technology. And I think that builds relationships that are much more comfortable than just going to the director of technology and asking a question. I think they're just much more able to approach me on a more amiable basis. And on the other side, on the management side of things, I'm part of the executive leadership team here, And we meet twice a month and talk about things too. And everybody here on the executive leadership team is very approachable. We all have our doors open. We can all go and talk to each other. I often will have just one of our staff persons come to me if they feel like I'm the best person to approach with an issue that they may have, technology or otherwise, because they know that I'll take it up and carry it upward if I can and help try and solve it. So I think that's it. It's basically just building relationships and chemistry with everybody here. You know, we're not up in some ivory tower somewhere. We're just one of the staff. So I think that's generally where I go.
I think that's a good lead into my next question. how would you describe your leadership style?
Pretty easygoing. I try to, and this is kind of I guess maybe too simplistic, but I try and empower my people. We meet daily. Like I said, I'm kind of one of the team rather than the team leader. I am the team leader. The buck does stop with me, but the way that we treat each other is much more of a team. And so I'll touch base with my guys on a daily basis. We'll sit down. I'll see what kind of roadblocks they have in getting done what they're supposed to have, and see if I can clear those roadblocks out of the way. I look at myself as trying to enable them to get their job done and then empower them to do it. And otherwise, I pretty well leave hands off. I make sure that, you know, from a 10,000-foot view that everything's getting done, but I'm not going to even come close to micromanaging them. So it's a pretty comfortable relationship that I have with my team of people.
Sounds good. You've been in IT for 41 years, is that right?
Yes, I have. It shows how old I am.
I'm sure you've seen a lot. So I'm wondering, for my last question, where do you see IT innovation headed in the next 10 years and maybe the next 41 years?
Oh, wow. Moore's Law. 10 years from now, I actually see the concept of desktops and laptops basically going away. Computing is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and we're packing much more into tablets and cell phones or I guess I should say smartphones. It doesn't seem like that long ago, and I was carrying around a bag phone, but. You know, I think computing is getting smaller and smaller. I think we'll wear them as part of our clothing. You know, it's not inconceivable that you may have a pair of sunglasses or just regular glasses that have computers built into them, and so that you can see what you need to see and manipulate what you need to manipulate in the lenses of your glasses. I could see that in 10, 12 years. 41 years from now, wow. You know, nano computing should be very mature at that point in time, and so we may be part of the computer at that stage of the game. Sounds a little scary, but I think it's also really exciting, especially in the area of medical advancements. You know, people with neurological issues or you know, other things that you could help to alleviate by the use of computers. I could see that happening very easily. In 40 years from now, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't see people with spinal injuries being able to walk again through the use of computers implanted in their bodies. You know, it would not surprise me at all. I think it's exciting coming down the right road.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, I'm going to have to wrap up now, and I just want to say thank you very much for talking with us, and congratulations on your
Thank you, and thank you for having me.